Hello.
Yes, hello. So yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Perfect. So Charlene, I was saying that beside the online publishing, in your contract, it was also mentioned that you will be targeting the physical bookstores. So that's what we have
Okay.
done. We have shared the manuscripts to multiple bookstores, and it is one of them who has asked for the 500 printed copies. They have found the potential in the book, and that's why they have asked to buy the 500 printed copies. And if you want any proof or anything, so I can surely share the screenshot of the email, I can share the email with you as well.
Okay.
So that's all I have to explain it to you, as I have discussed with Rafael and Daniel. So if you have any other concerns or anything, so you please go ahead.
Well, like I said, I don't know anything about what I'm doing, and so this I expected to hear that the book was published today or tomorrow. And I thought that was just kind of going to be the end of it, and then I would just wait to see if any of them sold. And so just to learn that there's more money to come from me, that really surprises me.
But it's like, let me explain it to you. So the bookstore is asking for 500 copies, and first suppose, let's assume that one book is going to cost you $10 after the printing and shipped after the book has been shipped to the bookstore. One book is going to cost you $10. So what the store is going to do, they will be selling the book for at least $20. And for each book, they're going to take their cut, which is going to be around $2 or $3, and the rest of the amount is going to be transferred to you into your bank account.
So I'm paying 10 for the book, and I'll get back.
I that's just an example. That's just a sample amount
Yes.
I gave to you. So once we will be doing the calculations on our end, and then we'll be providing you the actual cost. But for instance, if you're considering $10 per book, so you will be getting in return at least $17.
I see. Okay, well, this is pretty stressful for me because I've already
Charlene,
got.
I totally understand that because obviously there's going to be an amount for you, but we have just received the email for the order, so we thought it would be better to share it with you, as this is the opportunity you can make some money with it. But it's still, nobody's forcing you. It's totally your call.
So what if the books, what if they ordered the books and then they didn't sell?
I'm sorry?
What if they ordered these books but then they didn't, what if they didn't sell?
No, they're surely going to sell, because the thing is, the bookstore, they know their target audience, they know their niche, that's why they have ordered. Not everyone, every bookstore has ordered these books. We have sent out the manuscript to multiple bookstores, but only one of them gave us the order for 500 copies. So it's obviously because they can sell it. Otherwise, why would they just fill out their shelves and keep the books for life?
Did you send a manuscript to Deseret Bookstore? That's the one that I was most concerned with. That's who I wanted in first place.
Charlene, I'm not sure about that, because the thing is, I'm not the marketing or the publishing person. I'm just the project manager over here. But if you want the details, so I can surely talk to the team, and then I will update you to whom they have shared the book.
Yeah, Deseret Bookstore targets my audience. So that's what I said from the beginning. They are my audience. Deseret Bookstore advertises to my audience.
So I will just confirm that with the team and update you on this. But right now, the order we have received is from a different bookstore.
Yeah. Okay, so what you want me to do is to say yes, to go ahead, that I will give you $5,000 for these people to order my books. That's what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. That's the point. I just came to let you know that yeah, this Rafal is our marketing and publishing head. So there is no other person, no third party, who is contacting you or asking you for money. Other than that, it's totally your call. You can have a word with Daniel or Rafael, and you can let them know. How would you like to proceed?
So I'm trusting that you're telling me to send $5,000 so they can buy some books, but we don't know if they're going to sell.
No, they're surely going to sell, obviously, as I told you, that they know their target audience. That's why they have placed the order.
Do they know that the book is written to members of my specific church?
Yep, we have shared all the details with them. They also know that the book is only available for the ebook version right now, and the paperback is on the way.
Okay, I guess that I'm going to say to go ahead and do it, and I just have to do it on faith that you people that I've been working with for a few months are telling me the right thing to do.
All right, so perfect. So should I just ask Rafael or Daniel to give you a call? Or you want some time to think about it?
Let me think about it till tomorrow, and I will call. Who should I call back, you or him?
All right, so let's do this. I will just let them know that I had a word with you. I have explained you everything, and then they will let you know what's next, okay?
Okay, so I'll wait to hear from Daniel tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Should I tell you that I'm going to do it, or should I contact Daniel? Or wait to hear from him?
I would suggest to contact Daniel, or I will just let both of them know, so they will contact you accordingly.
Okay, you let them know that I'm doing it on faith, and then they can contact me.
All right. All right, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll let them
know. All right.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.